It was beyond my wildest dreams. We've been working towards this for so long. And as you know, working with children is a little unpredictable. But the first of all, the energy of the staff when I was visiting the schools, they were all really so committed to it. And then today, well, this morning, when the children were all singing together, I mean, it made me cry. There was, I have to admit it, my heart was so full. And then when you hear the children reading those poems that they have, you know, these are children 9, 10 years of age, such maturity, such a grasp of all the issues and all the ways that they would like the world to be changed. I mean, that is very salutary, and I think it's a moment for us all as adults to stop and think. And, you know, the words of the songs, we chose them specifically because they were inspirational. And in that one, "We are the young, teach us how to live." And sometimes as adults, we forget the children learn from what they see us doing and hear us saying and our sort of attitudes. And because the whole Voices Project is to do with making sure that people are not left out, that voices are heard. And oh my goodness, didn't we hear those voices tonight? I'm absolutely determined that this is going to continue, that each year we're going to have some similar sort of event where these children can come together and just touch our hearts and inspire us.
I was very surprised, actually, how much they knew about the issues around the world. Very, very inspiring words as well, and very well written.
Very well written, and I mean, Patrick must be given a lot of thanks for that, of course. And then the staff who worked with them afterwards, because Patrick would only have one creative writing session with them, and then the staff would take it on afterwards and hone the poems with the youngsters. And I think most of the schools came to the exhibition, so I would give them a talk beforehand about Paul Robeson and what he fought for, and then also ask them what they'd learned even when they left the exhibition. And so many of them said things like, oh, respect and fairness. And they were bringing out these words even before perhaps they'd had their creative writing session. So I think we must never, ever underestimate what children perceive, what they think about, and the ways that they have solutions perhaps that we as adults ought to take notice of.
Also as well, we just found out earlier that they only came together this morning, all the schools, and it was very well rehearsed, wasn't it?
It was, and that shows how well the staff had worked with them through the weeks. And then when Ryan and I and Nick went to just have a little session with them last week, and then this morning, and that is another compliment that I would like to say to these children. They were so well behaved this morning. They listened. You know, we're often told, oh, children these days, they don't listen, they don't do as they're told. But they were just like putty in Ryan's hands, really, just there to enjoy and to listen and to make beautiful music and beautiful words. And I loved it tonight when I said, this is a chance to wave to your families. And everybody was so excited, waving to the parents here. And that's important, that we bring parents and grandparents and members of the family together to share something with the children, which sometimes doesn't happen very often.
Definitely. And I certainly saw the passion and energy in tonight's event from you. I think that really does help. That really does inspire children, doesn't it? You know, you've got that energy there.
Well, I hope so, because I believe implicitly in the importance of what we inculcate into our children. A joy of living, joy of music and creativity. And I did mentioned about politicians, and there were certain people here tonight who probably make decisions about education in school. And as we know, it's creativity and music and drama is being erased from our curriculum, even for the little ones, when we should be opening their hearts to this. And I am sure that it enhances their academic work as well. So I'm rather hoping that people will have taken that away with them tonight.
Yeah, I've seen that. A lot of children have taken a lot away from tonight, haven't they? So they've been more educated on the world, the issues of the world. It's inspired them, really, isn't it, to write creatively, to work as a team with the other schools as well. So there's a lot that they've taken a lot out of.
A great deal, yes. As you say, on those practical levels of working together, listening to one another, cooperating, teamwork. And also, I mean, I always realise that I have to be very careful, especially when I'm telling them the Robeson story, because it's a very dark part of it. But you have to tell them the dark sides, whatever is appropriate, in order then to go to the hope, to say that, but he tried to change the world and that every one of us can do something, as small as we are, we can do something. So always bringing in the hope and the love and the compassion that can change the world. And I think that's important, because we live in a world where if you're not careful, you can be so depressed every day listening to the news. So we've got to think of the good news of these children coming through with the hope and perhaps the energy and the inspiration to make it better.